met you first.
Certainly didn't plan on this. Had a message stirring for a little bit now, for quite some time. And over the past week, seemed like it just kept growing on me even more and more. And I'm going to do my best, I guess, tonight to bring the message. I felt like it was going to be preached soon, and didn't know how soon. Like I say, it's good to be here tonight, good to be back in the Lord's house, and do my best to be obedient to the Lord tonight, and just to give you what is laid upon my heart. And tonight I'll be bringing the message from the book of James.
Bless the Lord.
And folks, I certainly don't know how this is going to go tonight, because I can't say that I felt exactly right ever since my sickness and stuff. And, I certainly desire your prayers, and I ain't quite felt like myself. And so whatever the Lord
bless
does, I just want to be obedient and open myself up to Him. Let the Holy Spirit lead me tonight. Got a lot of thoughts in my head, and I'm feeling very emotional right now, so I'm glad to be with you. Bear with me. In the book of James in chapter 5. In the book of James in chapter 5. In verse 14. The word said, "Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he hath committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one another, that ye may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Keep your place there, and if you will, flip over to the first epistle of John. First epistle of John in chapter 1, beginning in verse 5. First epistle of John, chapter 1, and verse 5, says, "This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us."
Amen.
Friend, tonight, as we look at the scripture and what was written, you know, we're fixing to go into a revival next week. Mm-hmm. And certainly looking forward to being revived. Mm-hmm. Having that fire lit that's maybe gotten a little low. Maybe for some it's gone out. But tonight, I want you to think about something tonight. And I want you to examine your life tonight. I don't know where you stand tonight with the Lord. I don't know if everything is okay between you and God tonight. We live in a world and in a time where it's so easy to justify ourselves, to live a certain way, and knowing that it's not God's way. We have gotten to that point in time where even our leaders in church are preaching and teaching things that aren't the Bible. I shared with you this morning a priest talking about how he doesn't believe in hell. That's the day and age in which we're living in. But tonight, what I want you to think about tonight is that if we are children of God, then we walk in the light. We've come out of the darkness. However, with that being said, we know that we fall short of God's glory each and every day. With that being said, we always stand in need of a healing. What I would like to share with you tonight is my thoughts and what God has laid upon my heart. Like I said, this has been on me for a long time. I want to tell you something, folks. There was a day and age when I remember growing up as a little boy that the church, you know, had great confidence in their pastor and their preachers, and you know, people were always happy to see the preacher when he stopped by, you know, to visit with them at their homes and stuff, you know. But you know what? It seems that today we're living in a time where you know, you show up somebody's house unannounced to visit with them, and they're a little sore at you. It seems like, you know. But you know, we've gotten to be a world in which we try to hide everything that we do. I think what it comes down to, you know, as the Bible says, and what I want you to really think about, where it says, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another. Now, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. Now, I want you to think about something tonight. I don't think that the church nowadays is too big on that sort of a thing. I don't think that people are too big on getting up and confessing their faults one to another. But you know what, folks, I want you to know tonight that it is written, confess your faults one to another and pray for one another that ye may be healed. And it says that the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Now, I'm going to tell you, that's the subject, I guess, that really gets me stirred just a little bit. Because you know what? I remember a time, folks. I remember a time when you used to say in church, hey, when you had the word preached to you, hey, when conviction fell upon your heart, hey, I remember the time when you get up out of your seat, hey, when you would go down the aisle, hey, you would stretch out your hand, hey, you put it in some pastor's hand and say, Pastor, I need Jesus in my heart.
Amen.
Hey, I need Jesus in my heart. Hey, Pastor, you know what? Hey, I've fallen away from the Lord and I need to get things right. Hey, there was a time when people wanted, hey, the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man.
Yeah.
Hey, but now, you know, it ain't that way no more. Hey, we live such a private life. Hey, we come to church and boy, I'll tell you what, we look like holier than thou, but you know what? Hey, if a preacher were to show up at our house during the week, hey, we wouldn't want him to come in. That's the truth. That's the truth today.
That's right.
Oh, preacher, you should have called and let me know you was coming.
Yeah.
I don't want you to see how I'm living all week long. That's how it is.
That's right.
That's how it is. But I'll tell you something. We're living in a time where we have deceived our own selves. Shoot, we don't need nobody out here deceiving us. We're deceiving ourselves.
Amen.
Deceiving ourselves to live the way that we want to live, as long as we come to church, we put on our good clothes, we look good, we say hallelujah, sing praises to the Lamb of God, but heaven forbid somebody stop by the house and visit with us, we don't want to come inside. You know what? I got to thinking about that. Do you reckon when Jesus showed up at Martha's house, hey, that she was upset that he showed up there? You think she was concerned if her house maybe was a little dirty and out of the way? No, she was happy to have a man of God there.
Amen. Yes, she was.
Problem is people don't want to be healed today. They don't want to be healed. People don't want to feel conviction. They don't want to feel guilt anymore. Hey, go to church and have your ears tickled and say it was good to be in the house of God.
Yeah.
See people sit in church year after year. Hey, never see them come to an altar. Hey, much less, hey, ask for prayer, for anything. You cannot tell me that your life is that good. Nothing's wrong with you. I'll deal with it myself. Folks, let me tell you something. The altar is for anybody you want.
Yeah.
You can go there and get on your knees and pray all you want. You can keep all your dirty little secrets between you and the Lord. But see, so many people nowadays have to save themselves into thinking that they're doing things that the Lord don't even know about. And that's the truth.
Amen.
Oh, we tell ourselves, well, maybe the Lord, He's so busy with everything else, He didn't know about that. He didn't see that. Let me tell you something. In the darkness, hey, behind you closed doors, hey, God sees it all.
Yeah.
He knows the very intents of your heart. He knows every thought that goes through your mind.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can hide from Him.
That's
You can hide it from your neighbor, your family, your pastor. You can hide it from everybody.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is, the one that matters knows. He knows. So it don't matter how you come to church, what you do at church, how much of a part you take at church. And you go out there and do what you do and live your life, but you live outside of church. He knows. I want to tell you something, friends, tonight. I want to be healed. You know, friends, I went through a sickness last week. And I have no idea why. I have no idea why. And you know, the moment that I got sick, I started saying, Lord, what have I done? Lord, what have I done? Have I somehow sinned against thee? I started looking at me.
Bless him more.
You know, a lot of times people think that because they get sick, the old devil done. I think what the devil gets way too much credit for things in life anymore.
Yep.
I'm tired of giving him credit. Everything that we think is bad, it's the devil's fault. Quit giving him credit. Things happen. Hey, believe it or not, God punishes his children. He punishes his children. Was I being punished? I don't know. Lord, why am I going through this? Day goes by. Another day goes by. I miss church on Sunday. Wanting to be here. Getting sicker, sicker. Last Sunday afternoon, went unconscious. Got transferred to the ER. Went through all that mess. Lord, why? Why? Got people sometimes telling you, well, things just happen sometimes. Well, I believe there's a reason and a purpose for everything.
Amen.
But I tell you what, don't think that this old boy didn't do some examining of himself.
Amen.
Friend, let me tell you something. Bible says, confess your faults one to another. Hey, I've already made confession to some, and I'll continue to make confession or whatever. Hey, you know what? It's probably my fault that I was sick. Hey, it's probably my fault that I didn't get to be in church last Sunday. Hey, because I had some problems. I had some things that were bothering me. Hey, about some things that was going to be going on in church that I just didn't like the way it was being done. Hey, so I probably griped too much. I probably had a bad attitude about it. And therefore, I missed church last Sunday. And I suffered for many, many days. But I'm going to tell you something. I learned a valuable lesson through it. I grew through it. I had an opportunity to see exactly where I stand in my faith. Many times I found myself feeling very much alone, church. And every time that I felt alone, I'll tell you this. Every time I felt alone, I said, Lord, where are you? And as my witness, it was just like he wrapped his arms around me and says, I'm right here.
Amen.
I'm right here. He was always there. He was always there. I had to go through what I had to go through. And he was always there. And friend, there's a many a time I called out and said, Lord, where are you? Because I feel alone. You promised me you'd never leave me. And he let me know he was right there. He was right there through it all. And friend, as the sickness wore on, Monday night I got to laying there all night, could not sleep. Could not go to sleep for nothing. And I thought to myself, I need to call Jerry and Randy and have them come anoint me. I don't know why I've not already done that. Next morning, I didn't say anything. My wife, she went to work. She texted me and was checking on me that morning. And she said, you care if I have Jerry and Randy come out and anoint you this evening? I said, no, that's fine. Amen. So I'm going to tell you something. Two righteous men come out that evening. And I thank God for them. Come out and visit with me. Sat with me a little while. And then these two men, with their faith and trust in God, anointed me with oil. And I'm going to tell you, God is my witness. He knows. He's the one that touched me. Folks, not long before that, my temper, I couldn't control my temper. It would not go away for nothing. And it wasn't not long before that I had to take something else because of my temperature going back up again. Well, I'm going to tell you something. When them men stood and prayed and their faith and the Lord and they petitioned Him to touch me, hey, to take that sickness from my body. Hey, I'm going to tell you the moment they prayed over me. Hey, I felt the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, His healing hands upon me. Hey, let me tell you something. Hey, I felt the sickness leaving my body. Hey, all of a sudden my energy comes out. Hey, I didn't have a temperature after that. Hey, never had to take another bit of medication. Praise God. That's what I'm talking about. The holy anointing of God. The holy anointing of God.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another. And pray for one another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Let me tell you something, friend. Hey, tonight, I don't know. Hey, it's up to you what you do. How you live your life. Hey, what you want to do. Hey, how you want to serve God. Hey, but I'm telling you something. Hey, it ain't got to be me. Hey, it ain't got to be the pastor. Hey, but it's written that you confess your faults. Hey, one to another. Hey, the effectual, fervent, present, effectual. That means capable of producing an effect. I don't know about you, friend, but hey, you know what? Hey, I spend a lot of time up here. Hey, this is just a word coming from a preacher. Hey, I spend a lot of time on my knees. Hey, praying for people and not knowing, hey, what it is that I'm praying for. Hey, I feel like my prayers, hey, could be a lot more of a fact. Hey, if I knew what the problem was. Hey, you sat up here and you say, well, Lord, hey, if they're lost, I pray you save their soul today. Hey, Lord, if they've fallen away from you, I pray that they'll renew their vows unto you today. Hey, this is that, Lord, if they're sick, hey, I pray for that sickness, Lord. Lord, if they're up here just because they're burdened over, hey, a lost loved one. I pray, Lord God, that you'll touch them today. Hey, that you'll comfort them. Hey, you know, I'm sitting here playing a guessing game with people on the altar and don't know what to pray for. I know, yes, God knows. And it is between you and God. Hey, but it is written that the effectual, fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much.
Amen.
It's written.
Amen.
And for a reason. Boy, I tell you what, you don't come up here, hey, when you need to be anointed and a healing from God and just get on your knees. No, what do? You let the pastor know what you need, what your needs are. Because his prayer matters. His prayer matters. But it's not that way anymore. Now the church has become private. It's become private. Everybody's private about everything. Let me tell you something. When I can walk up to a man and say, you know what? I'm falling short and I need your prayers. Friend, that's when the healing happens. That's when the healing comes.
Yeah. Amen.
We need to get back to the old time religion.
Right.
He used to be that way. But in the modern day,
yeah.
Shh, don't tell. Don't tell. Don't let it be known that I have a problem. Don't let it be known. Let me tell you something, friend, if you want to be healed today, hey, if you want to have the holy anointing upon you today, confess your faults.
Amen.
Desire the effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man. It ain't got to be me. It can be any righteous man in the house. Heal. We need a healing today.
Amen.
The church needs to be healed. Here.
Amen.
People need to be healed today. Hey, we say we're not of the darkness and we're in the light. Be in the light. We don't act it, I tell you a lot of times. No. Like I said, we try to be very private. Act like we're hiding in the shadows. But I'd ask you tonight, I don't know why this was bearing down on me, but the Lord does. And I'm not going to tarry any longer because it's gone out. You know. You know. Where you stand tonight with God.
Bless him.
You know whether you're truly walking in the light or not.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, if we're children of the light, we have nothing to hide. Oh, we're supposed to be with brothers and sisters in Christ who love us. We're going to be there for us, pray for us. there to lift us up, not drag us down. And if I can't confess my faults to my brothers and sisters, if I can't confess my faults and ask for the prayers of a righteous man, folks, it's a sad, sad situation we're living in today. I'd ask everyone to stand if you would, and somebody can miss out on the invitation.